It's time for our monthly catch-up with the National Party, and we're joined by Minister Paul Goldsmith on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning, Minister?
Oh, very well, very well. I'm just about to get on a plane to go to Napier and then to drive up to Lake Waikaremoana for a treaty settlement signing, so it's going to be a beautiful day.
Well, thank you for making the time for a kōrero with us amidst your busyness. There's a lot to talk about. I want to start by talking a little bit about the move-on orders, which were announced over the weekend. Police will be given new powers to move on disruptive behaviour and as well as rough sleepers as young as 14 years old in city centres. I want to start by, you know, addressing the elephant in the room, perhaps. I know that, you know, it's probably a common shared belief that homelessness is a serious issue for us at the moment. We saw a 90% rise in homelessness just here in Tāmaki Makaurau since September 2024. And I think everyone can agree that the issue needs to be addressed and these people need to receive a bit more support. I just wonder whether, you know, simply pushing the problem further away and moving these people on is a valid solution?
Well, if it was our only solution, if we were just saying the only thing we're going to do about the issue was give the police powers to move people on, well, you'd have a point. But, of course, it's not the only thing we're doing. You know, the government, on behalf of all New Zealanders, invests you know, hundreds of millions of dollars into support for housing for through one of the most generous welfare systems in the world, and we've, as a government, through Housing First, made available another 300 places for people to for homeless people to get into housing. Not all of them have been filled yet, so there is extra capacity. We've got emergency housing situations. We've got a whole health system that's designed to help people with mental health and addiction issues. So we make huge efforts across the system. And so we've got a lot of tools to help those people who want help. But we were short of any tools to deal with people who don't want to take that help and who are displaying antisocial behaviour. And we want to reclaim our town centres and our streets for the enjoyment of people who live and work there. And I'm sure all your many listeners who come into the university and are conscious of the issues that we've got in the city, and we want to improve on that.
Okay, a few things here. You know, having a range of support available, we have seen lots of cuts in social welfare since your government has come into power. We've seen cuts to emergency housing new builds through Kāinga Ora, social housing new builds. We've seen it more barriers to entry for people getting into emergency housing. We've seen it harder for young people to get on the benefit, and this is a policy that's going to affect people as young as 14 years old. I mean, where are these people supposed to go if they have nowhere to go?
Well, many do have places to go, and you'll see that from the comments of many that have been interviewed over the last few days. There are some people who choose to live on the street, and because that's what they want. And the point we're making is actually you don't have a right to occupy part of Queen Street as a permanent abode. So that's a message that we're sending. There are some that do need support, and we have very, very many opportunities to provide that support, and we continue to do so. When it comes to toughening the rules around emergency housing, well, we needed to deal with that because we had 3,000 kids living in emergency hotels and motels and places like Rotorua.
And now we have an enormous amount of homeless people. So where have all those kids gone?
Well, most of them have gone in good quality housing, which is what they needed to go into, and it's been a great success.
Do you have the numbers to back that up?
Yes. I mean, the numbers have dropped very substantially. No, I don't have the precise numbers with me at the moment. I'm just standing in a queue to jump onto a plane. But we certainly have had a huge investment in that area, and we're making good progress.
On the sort of providing people more support, it's going to be up to police officers to enforce these move-on orders. And the police association boss, Steve Watt, has said that police already have limited resources and this is putting an extra strain on them. Do you really feel as though it should be the responsibility of the police to be dealing with such serious sort of mental health issues and people who are dealing with a range of different needs?
Okay, I've got to get onto a plane, but no, it's not just the role of police officers. The role of police officers is to enforce the law, but they're part of a much wider government solution to all these issues. I'm sorry, I have to go now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Minister.
Thanks, Paul Goldsmith.
Ka kite.